Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Here are seven reasons if you do nothing, well, that's all you'll ever become. Nothing. And by the way, do you know that the bad thing about doing nothing is that you never know when you're done? Here are the seven reasons. Number one, idleness is more than the devil's workshop. Idleness is more than the devil's workshop. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you were to ask the average Christian what sin is, they'd probably say that it's something you shouldn't do. Now, that's true. But there's a whole other dimension to sin. For instance, here are the seven sins of idleness. First, knowing to do right and not doing it. James 4:17, New Living Translation. Remember, it is a sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it.
Second, being lazy. Proverbs 10:4 in the Classic Amplified Bible. He becomes poor who works with a slack and idle hand, but the hand of the diligent makes rich.
Third, sticking your nose where it doesn't belong. 2 Thessalonians 3:11, Classic Amplified. Indeed, we hear that some among you are disorderly, that they are passing their lives in idleness, neglectful of duty, being busy with other people's affairs instead of their own, and doing no work.
Fourth, not taking care of your personal business. Proverbs 24:30-34 in the New Living Translation. I walk by the field of a lazy person, the vineyard of one with no common sense. I saw that it was overgrown with nettles. It was covered with weeds and its walls were broken down. Then as I looked and thought about it, I learned this lesson. A little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. Then poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber.
The fifth sin of idleness is meaningless, if not harmful, conversation. Matthew 12:36, Classic Amplified. But I tell you, on the day of judgment, men will give an account for every idle, inoperative, non-working word they speak.
Sixth, sowing nothing except trouble. Proverbs 16:27-29 in the Living Bible. Idle hands are the devil's workshop. Idle lips are his mouthpiece. An evil man sows strife. Gossip separates the best of friends. Wickedness loves company and leads others into sin.
Seventh, failing to be about his business. Luke 19:13, King James. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said to them, occupy till I come. God doesn't want us idle, just biding time. He wants us increasing all that he's entrusted to us. Number two, action overcomes fear. Action overcomes fear. W. Clement Stone, founder of the Combined Life Insurance Company of America and Success Magazine, said, thinking will not overcome fear, but action will. Here are five keys to taking positive steps, actions, to overcome any fear that you might face. First, despise not small beginnings. Zechariah 4:10. New Living Translation. Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. Start where you are, taking the first step towards your goal. Will lessen the fear of you wanting, well, that you need to overcome.
Second, one step, take one step at a time. One step at a time. It's been said that a journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. Put one foot in front of the other, step by step. But you're never alone. Psalm 37, verse 23 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Listen to this. The steps of a good man are directed and established by the Lord. When he delights in his way and he busies himself with his every step.
Third, it's not what you feel, it's what you do. Fear is more than a feeling. It incapacitates its recipient, neutralizes motivation, and steals logical thoughts. Fear also can have a devastating impact on your health, shortness of breath, elevated heart rate, and just your general demeanor. Isaiah 41:13, New Living Translation. If I hold you by your right hand, I, the Lord, your God, and I say to you, don't be afraid. I'm here to help you. Whatever we do, we can do knowing with confidence that it is God with us to protect us.
Fourth, whatever we do, do it for his glory and honor. Colossians 3:17 in the Classic Amplified Bible. And whatever you do, no matter what it is, in deed, word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus and in dependence upon his person, giving praise to God the Father through him.
Fifth, know that every step we take drives away fear. Each step of faith removes another element of fear that we've been facing. Each step increases our confidence, builds our momentum, and removes fear and doubt as factors in our lives. Deuteronomy 31:6, New Living Translation. So be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not panic before them. For the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. Can somebody say hallelujah?
Sixth, as fear flees, learning increases. As our fears flee, learning increases. As the decisions we make and the actions we take drives fear from our lives, wisdom and learning increase. We gain a hunger to learn new things, to forget the past, because we're focusing on the future. We move from the stale, negative, and unproductive friendships to new ones where we are encouraged, exhorted, and edified. But most of all, the only fear that we will experience is that of the Lord. Proverbs 9:10 in the Classic Amplified Bible. The reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord is the beginning, the chief and choice part of wisdom. And the knowledge of the Holy One is insight and understanding.
Seventh, confidence in the Word will cause fear to flee. Hallelujah. Psalm 71:5, Classic Amplified. For you are my hope, O Lord God. You're my trust from my youth and the source of my confidence. See, it's okay to learn from personal growth coaches and other mentors. But the confidence they give may only last for a season. But we have a source of confidence that is never ending and is always right on time. Psalm 53:6, Classic Amplified. What time I am afraid, I will have confidence in and put my trust and reliance in you. when we have confidence in the Lord and the power of his might, we're no longer concerned about mere mortals, what they can do to us. One more scripture. Hebrews 13:6, New Living Translation. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, so I'll have no fear. What can mere people do to me? Wow, seven great keys. Moving on. Number three, people judge us by our actions, not our intentions.
John 13:17 in the Classic Amplified. If you know these things, blessed and happy to be envied are you, if you practice them, if you act accordingly and really do them.
People judge us by our actions, not our intentions. If we agree to do something and don't, well, it means we didn't believe in what we said we'd do. Or we don't do it in the first place. What we intended to do doesn't cut it. It's what we do with what we've got. Former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher once said, "No one would remember the Good Samaritan if he only had good intentions. He had money too."
1 John 3:18 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Little children, let us not love merely in theory or in speech, but in deed and in truth, in practice and in sincerity.
Once again, it's not what we talk about doing, it's what we do. James Boswell, the 18th century Scottish lawyer and author, once said, "Hell is paved with good intentions." Sure, you've heard that before. See, actions must be taken and followed through in order for the intention to become a reality. Boswell's quote is a summary of human nature, which is not to follow through on what is right. James tells us that that's a sin in James 4:17. Therefore, to one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him, it's a sin. I'm sure in hell there will be many with good intentions. They'll be surprised they ended up there.
James 1:23-24, the Message Bible. Don't fool yourself into thinking you were a listener when you were anything but. Letting the word go in one ear and out the other. Act on what you hear. Those who hear and don't act are like those who glance in the mirror, walk away, and 2 minutes later have no idea who they are, what they look like.
There are five key words in that scripture Bev just read. Act on what you hear. That doesn't mean talk about it, but rather do it. Do it. Colossians 3:23 in the Classic Amplified. Whatever may be your task, work at it heartily from the soul as something done for the Lord and not for men. We're to give our best efforts on everything we do for his glory and his honor. Well, it's obvious we only got through three. We'll pick this up on tomorrow's call and finish it. But meditate on the things we've talked about today. Till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern. Well, let me say this. Go to HaroldHerring.com. If you've been blessed by the teaching, where it says so, say just ask God what's seated at you. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Make sure you check out this week's 2-minute interview. And make sure you join us tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern for Sunday Night Live. Sunday Night Live. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.